Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Welcome to the program. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We begin with a live recording by Lonnie Liston that was made in May 1977 at the Smucker's Cabaret in Brooklyn, New York. It was released on a LP that year, and it's called Lonnie Live. That's the name of the album. The track is called Expansions.
Yeah.
Lonnie Liston Smith recorded live in New York at Smucker's Cabaret in May 1977 with Expansions, a composition that he wrote himself that was featuring there. Donald Smith, I don't know if there's any relation on flute and vocals, Dave Hubbard, Highwood Baker, Michael Cavan, Al Anderson, R. Thiel, and Ronald D. Miller. And I think about 2 years ago, we brought you the full concert, which is quite fantastic. Very electrifying is the only word that I can use to describe it. We're now going to move to Oscar Peterson. This is a recording that he made for the Pablo label, a label that was started after Verve by the Verve founder, Norman Granz. And this is the only way I can describe it is by saying it's Oscar Peterson and his group at their best, If I Were a Bell. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson, recorded live with If I Were a Bell, taken from a new double CD called The Best of the Pablo and Telarc Recordings of Oscar Peterson. Well, you are listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We'd love to hear from you to let us know what you think of the program. And if you have any comments or suggestions, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. One suggestion that does come in frequently is, well, a lot of people want to hear some early jazz and jazz from New Orleans. So that's what we're going to do next. We're going to have two tracks. First, Louis Armstrong from a Pablo recording made at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1957. And that'll be followed by Struttin' with Some Barbecue from Santo Pecora.
On this next number, we'd like to drape the tune that we jumped for Princess Margaret. Good old Goodwin called Mahogany Hall Stomp.
Thank you.
you, folks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
And there we had it, a little bit of New Orleans-style jazz. That was Santo Pecora and his group with Strutton with Some Barbecue. And before that, the Mahogany Hall Stomp by Louis Armstrong. I should mention that the Strutton with Some Barbecue was also a track that Louis Armstrong and his group would play many times. Sonny Rollins is next with Four. We'll be right back. Sonny Rollins and Four here on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Of course, you can listen to this program again as well as past editions by visiting our website www.pcjmedia.com and clicking on the link for Jazz for the Asking. More than 20 years ago is when it was the first time that I saw our next singer. Her name is Renee Lee. And at the time, she had just finished producing a CD for the Just In Time label featuring the music of Billie Holiday, which just wasn't merely a CD, but it was also part of a one-woman show about Billie Holiday, I should say, a biography about Billie Holiday. The show begins with her portraying Billie in her early career and ends with a recreation of some of her last concerts that she did. It was a fantastic show, and I hope that one day Miss Lee would take it on the road again, because if it does come to your part of the world, it is something that I highly recommend. Here's Renee Lee with Fine and Mellow.
Things that you know. night and day.
Incredible Renee Lee with Fine and Mellow. Our last piece today comes from a musician that I saw perform many times at a small jazz club in Montreal called Biddles. It was a club that was opened by Montreal bass player Charlie Biddles. And on Friday and Saturday nights, they would have what he used to call unscheduled jam sessions. Of course, there would be a schedule of who would be performing that night, but very often, maybe around midnight or 1 a.m., somebody else would show up and they would just continue going until the wee hours of the morning. And in 1987 is when I saw our next pianist by the name of Oliver Jones, who showed up at 1 a.m. and continued to play until the sun was coming up. It was an amazing show, a lot of fun. Here's Oliver Jones and Skip Bay with the standard Girl Talk.
Thank you.
Oliver Jones and Skip Bay and Girl Talk. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you want to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. And you can also listen to all past editions by visiting our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and just click on the link for this program, which is Jazz for the Asking. Until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well. We'll see you again very soon. It's been fun to be with you. Until next time, so long and take care.